From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A prisoner swap between Iran and the United States. Iranian state television reports that the government has freed four dual nationality prisoners. A number of news sources say Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian is one of them. The announcement of the exchange came as the International Atomic Energy Agency was close to certifying that Iran had met all commitments under the landmark nuclear deal with six world powers. The official report did not identify the prisoners, and U.S. officials would not immediately confirm the announcement that they had indicated a prisoner deal would be separate from Saturday's expected implementation of the nuclear pact. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has been meeting in Vienna with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, who was effusive in his praise of the expected agreement.
Today is a day when we prove to the world that threats, sanctions, intimidation, pressure don't work. Respect works. Through respect, through dialogue, through negotiations, we can, in fact, reach mutually acceptable solutions, implement mutually acceptable solutions, prove that the naysayers were always wrong, and therefore move towards a world in which diplomacy, not force, not pressure, will prevail.
The release of the prisoners, along with the expected implementation of the nuclear deal and sanctions relief, caps a week of intense U.S.-Iran diplomacy that took an unexpected turn on Tuesday with the detention by Iran of 10 U.S. Navy sailors and their two boats in the Persian Gulf. Find out more about this story and others on our website. Check it out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The siege of an upscale hotel in the capital of Burkina Faso has ended with at least 20 people dead. Suspected Islamist militants stormed the hotel late Friday in a hail of gunfire. One witness says the attackers moved about the hotel, shooting anyone in sight.
On les entendait parler.
Yannick Soadogo, a witness, said, "We heard them speaking. They were walking through people around us and they were shooting people who were still alive. When they left, they set fire to the place. The smoke started to suffocate me and other survivors. We started to move toward the door. Then I realized that I saw no one outside. I got out through a broken window." Authorities say Saturday, 126 hostages were rescued in the security operation. Three jihadists were killed. At least 30 people were wounded. The site intelligence group, which monitors jihadist activities, said the local al-Qaeda affiliate, known as AQIM, claimed responsibility for the attack. Voters in Taiwan have elected the country's first female president. Taiwan's ruling Nationalist Party conceded defeat in a presidential election held Saturday. In a speech after the polls closed, Eric Chu apologized for failure and congratulated his opponent, Tsai Ing-wen of the opposition Democratic Progressive Party. Observers believe Tsai's pro-independence Democratic Progressive Party will test Taiwan's complicated ties with mainland China. China has not offered much comment on the vote, but did say it will not work with any candidate who doesn't support the One China principle. It is less clear who will win Saturday's parliamentary election. Some polls suggest the Nationalist Party could lose its majority. Police in Indonesia say they've arrested 12 people allegedly connected to this week's past deadly Islamic State-linked terror attack in the capital there. The National Police Chief Badruddin Haiti said Saturday the suspects were arrested in raids across the nation. He said the group had received funding from unidentified sources within Islamic State, which has claimed responsibility for the attack. All five militants involved in the Thursday assault were killed after they attacked police and other targets in downtown Jakarta with bombs, grenades, and guns. Two civilians were also killed. And Washingtonians got their first close-up look Saturday at the giant panda cub, Bebe, the new star of the National Zoo in the nation's capital. Until now, the cub could only be viewed through the so-called Panda Cam, a video hookup that was allowing people to watch the now five-month-old cub since its birth. A line formed outside the panda enclosure Saturday morning before opening time to get a look at the ball of fur inside its soundproof glass enclosed pen. Some of them wore hats, sweaters, and gloves with pandas on them.
That's the latest world news from VOA.